2 weeks ago, Elif Ellison, the state's oldest sexually violent person, died at the age of 103 at the Sand Ridge Secure Treatment Center in Mauston. Several efforts to win his release before his death failed, but Ellison didn't have terminal cancer like 78-year-old Robert Carney does. Carney's too ill to leave the hospital at Sand Ridge to attend his own trial, but a Milwaukee prosecutor says he's too much of a threat to be released now, even under community supervision. Attorney John Wabunse, who has represented other sex predators, says that raises questions about the Wisconsin sex predator law.
It's inhumane to keep somebody in a locked psychiatric facility, locked hospital like this, when there's no possibility that they're going to be treated, and when at least I think to the common observer that they're not a risk to the community, that you can manage his risk.
4 out of 5 doctors who have evaluated Carney say he's physically incapable of sexually assaulting anyone due to his poor health. But Stephanie Marquis, spokeswoman for the Department of Health and Family Services, says it's up to a jury to decide.
A court or a jury would decide whether or not someone has met the statutory obligation where they're no longer a threat.
But critics of the state sex predator law say even when courts do release offenders, a wave of local community ordinances restricting where they can live make it almost impossible for offenders to find housing once they're released. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.